WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News not yet projecting a winner in this year's presidential race, but addressing supporters in Palm Springs, Florida, former President Trump claimed victory.
We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened.
There's a lot of discontent about the economy.
Joe Biden's 40% approval rating is the lowest for an incumbent president since George W. Bush in 2008. That same election, at the start of the Great Recession, 42% in exit polls said they had gotten worse off financially under the current administration. That percentage was higher in 2024. 45% of people told exit polls they had gotten worse off financially under the Biden administration.
ABC's Brian Clark. Vice President Harris to address supporters later today. This is ABC News. His intent unclear. A man is in U.S. Capitol Police custody after apparently trying to get in with a flammable substance. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger.
One of the officers noticed a faint odor of gasoline. And when they pulled the backpack off the conveyor belt, they noticed a much stronger scent of gasoline. At that point, the subject was detained.
Manger says this episode is not believed to be related to the election. Investigators say the man told them he had papers with him he wanted to deliver to Congress. From Tulsa, word that Viola Fletcher voted on Tuesday. At 110 years of age, she's the oldest living survivor of the Tulsa race massacre in 1921. Earlier, 109-year-old survivor Lessie Benningfield Randall voted. Both ladies say they voted for Vice President Harris. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, do I rate?
You absolutely. I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Badgers prepare for Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Badgers men's team hosts Montana State tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on all the new faces on his bench this year.
You look across college basketball, I'm watching a little bit of Purdue. I think we all go through it, probably even more so in today's world just because of the transient nature of everybody's roster that you're learning on the fly.
Last night at the Kohl Center, the Badgers women's team with a 95-68 win over Wright State. Sarah Williams with 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 block shots. NFL, the Packers trading linebacker Preston Smith to the Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The move also saves Green Bay paying Smith $17 million next year. Xavier McKinney on losing games to the Vikings and now the Lions at Lambeau Field so far this season.
You know, we put ourselves in a hole being 0-2 in the division. You know, luckily we play the Lions again, we play the Vikings again. We got to take care of our business next time we play these teams.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not